The point in time count is a useful tool for tracking progress on homelessness.
There's certain populations that it does pretty good with, those who are in emergency shelters and those who are in transitional housing, because we can keep track of those folks pretty easily.
That's the City and Borough of Juneau's Housing and Homeless Services Coordinator, Irene Gallion. In the last 2 years, Juneau's count has seen a substantial drop among unsheltered people. Those are individuals documented sleeping outside. But Gallion recognizes the count has shortcomings when it comes to tracking unsheltered people and homeless youth.
So I don't want to get too excited about a drop of a little over 20 people.
According to statewide results, Juneau has the second highest homeless population among the 11 Alaska communities surveyed. That's behind Anchorage, where over 1,100 homeless people were documented this year. Local providers credit Juneau's decline in unsheltered homeless people in part to the city's cold weather shelter, which has now operated for 2 winters in a row. The building used for the shelter is in the process of being demolished. Gallion says the funding for next winter's shelter is already allocated, but the city needs to figure out where to house it. Gallion also says the opening of Juneau's Housing First complex in late 2017 continues to have a major impact on numbers. The complex provides supportive housing to 32 previously homeless individuals, people who used to show up in the annual count.
They are considered housed permanently.
That facility is slated for expansion. Construction should start next week on a new wing for the complex, doubling its capacity. The project's director, Maria Lovishuk, says they hope to see the new tenants move in by this time next year.
With phase two of Housing First coming online, we'll really see like a huge decline in that particular segment of the population of people who are experiencing homelessness.
Funding for phase two came from a mixture of public and private sources, but Lovishuk says they still need to raise another $200,000 from the community. Lovishuk also runs the downtown homeless shelter, the Glory Hall. She says Housing First has made a big difference in addressing chronic homelessness in Juneau. But there are still segments of the population that need help, like families and working people struggling to make ends meet. Juneau has a number of organizations providing assistance to those groups, but resources are always an issue.
Because of the social safety nets, being so thin, that leaves a lot of people we still have to address.
Lovishuk and other housing providers have expressed concern over proposed cuts to social services in the state budget. She says if the cuts end up being substantial enough, the Housing First facility will not be able to continue operating. That could impact next year's numbers, but the point-in-time count is just that, numbers. The barriers and solutions to addressing homelessness are more complex than raw data. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.